I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.
From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Hello, Crystal. Wagwan. It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, so welcome to FML. Why are you here?
My FML is, how do I ask him to put a ring on it?
Oh, damn. Crystal, you wrote this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. I'm having some trouble thinking of a way to bring up marriage to my boyfriend without scaring him away. We've been together for 2 years, but friends for 5+. He and I are different when it comes to quality time. I can spend every waking moment together, and he likes his alone time. I don't want to pressure him into marriage anytime soon, as I am still 28 years young, but I want to see where his head is at and if we're on the same page. I don't want him to feel smothered or misinterpret my intentions. How should I approach this? Should I just wait for him?
Have you, Crystal, have you ever had that conversation? Not necessarily about marriage or engagement or anything like that, but you and your boyfriend talking about the future, because you guys are 2 years in and known each other for so long, what the future looks like?
Yeah, we've had that conversation, maybe like if I brought it up like passively, like, hey, like, you know, our kids in the future, or like, if we move in together, will you do this? Or like, how will we split the housework? So we have like talked about the future in general, just haven't had the nitty gritty of like, are we actually?
What's his contribution to those conversations?
Well, he would definitely split the housework. Like, he knows I hate doing the laundry. I don't mind folding it.
Not necessarily about the details. Like, is he receptive to discussing a future or participating in that conversation?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Have you guys ever been to a wedding together?
We had like more than three last year.
And how was he with those?
He was good.
No conversations happened during those?
No. I was too busy crying.
Interesting. Interesting. I think that when you're with somebody and things are going smoothly and nobody wants to rock the boat, the relationship can evolve really without you guys even knowing. And I think that there's nothing wrong with, you don't have to have a marriage conversation, you don't have to have anything, but I don't think that there's anything wrong, and I think that you should do this constantly with the person that you're with, is just do a check-in, like it's almost like a state of the union, right? Have that conversation about, you know, like where we started, where are we now, where do we want to go? And it doesn't have to be about marriage. It can be shorter term rather than super long term. But it's less pressure that way than redefining the relationship. So instead of redefining the relationship and having a conversation about marriage, why don't you just define where you guys are right now?
Okay. So like, how would I word that without scaring him away? Because at the end of the day, he is a dude, right? Like, and I feel like dudes kind of like,
are you afraid that if you say the word marriage that he's gonna bail?
Kind of.
Then maybe he's not the guy.
That's true.
Yeah, what's the fear of having a conversation? Like, if you guys have known each other for so long and you've been dating for a good amount of time, like, you should be comfortable enough to have these types of conversations. What do you think his reaction is going to be?
I honestly think it won't be a bad reaction. Okay. I think I am just very
in your own head.
Yes, exactly.
Is it a deal breaker if he says he doesn't want to get married?
No.
Are you sure?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think marriage for me is a commitment to me, but also it's more like for my parents and my grandparents, like the huge actual
don't
thing.
Don't say that. Don't.
Yeah,
don't.
That's the wrong way to go
that
about
is,
this.
Those words that just came out of your mouth should never come out of your mouth again.
That means you're not ready.
No, because no, what, you're asking him to please your mom and dad and your grandparents?
Oh my God, no.
That's exactly what you just said.
I think maybe the wedding part, like the ceremony.
Nothing. No. They are guests.
Yeah, you're getting ahead of yourself, first of all. Second of all, you should not be looking to get married because you think it's going to make your parents and your grandparents happy.
They are guests. They do not factor into your relationship at all. Especially if you're worried about a guy. I think that you can just say, hey, listen, we've been together. Things are amazing. I'm so unbelievably happy. And I think, like, you know, sometimes when you sit around, you don't actually know how close you got. Like, and just, you know, you take all the good stuff for granted. And it's not that you don't want to say anything because you think it's going to spark an argument, but I think that it's totally cool to have a conversation about just how great the relationship is.
Yeah.
And start it that way. Just talking about, you know, how happy you are and gauge his happiness and what makes him happy. And, you know, and then, you know, where have light future conversations, and you can bring up marriage. That's totally fine, because obviously he knows you're the type of woman that wants to get married.
Yeah.
Okay. And so if he's not bringing it up, he's either not bringing it up because he doesn't want to get married, or he's not bringing it up because he's unsure of exactly how you feel. He's not going to bring up getting married.
That's true.
You're totally fine to do it, but frame it in a way that if it's not a deal breaker, then don't make it seem like it's a deal breaker. And if it is a deal breaker, you got to be prepared to have a real tough conversation.
Okay. So
and don't bring up the fact that your parents want you to get married or your grandparents want you to get married.
Okay.
Okay. That man will turn around and run.
Okay. Noted. Don't want that happening.
Yeah. No. This is all you.
And you have to get that out of your mind as well.
I will try that.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, cool.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Aaron, hello. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. Why are you on FML today?
Hi, Mocha. Should I stay or should I go now?
Aaron, you wrote it says, hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. I've been at my current job for almost 10 years, and it was recently sold to another owner. However, my original boss still works at the practice. The new owner and I have had a few disagreements, one which led to them not speaking to me for an entire week in anger. I applied for another job in the same field and had an interview which went very well. However, my boss is now speaking to me again, so I feel very torn. Do I stay where I am and I'm super comfortable, or do I start from scratch at a new place?
Yeah.
What are the pros and cons here of staying where you've been for 10 years?
I'm just comfortable there. Like, I know the people, I know the job, I know, just comfort.
Yeah. What and about then, like seniority?
So that is part of why I want to go, because being there for 10 years, I thought that did mean something and that I did have some seniority there, but that was one of the arguments that I got into with my employer. Mm-hmm. It was over hours and I was getting sent home early over somebody brand new. And I was like, that's kind of not fair. Like, if how it always used to work with the old owner was that whoever was the last one in was first one out. Like, if we're short on hours, if somebody had to take time off,
what do you do? Can you say what you do?
Can I not?
Roughly? Like, what kind? Like, are we like...
Like, in the health field.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So like, if you go to a new place, is there a disadvantage?
So the disadvantage is hours. So I have a 2-year-old son. So where I'm at now, the latest that I ever work is maybe 5 or 6 o'clock. This new place, there's 2 late nights a week. So one would be until 8 o'clock, one would be until 7. So I would just I would miss out on time with him, which is tough.
Sucks. Yeah. it's difficult when you feel that you need to sort of leave your job in order to advance in your career, right?
Yeah.
But that is not unusual, right? That's the way it is for a lot of people, that you considered a job for 10 years and sort of not get that promotion or not get that seniority until you leave and go somewhere else and take that experience with you. And then you land somewhere new already in that place that you've been fighting so hard to get. And then it's faster to sort of move up from there. That is the very big, you know, reality for a lot of people who work in industries where you can sort of go, where you have options of where you can work. I would not recommend telling your new boss that you met with somebody else and try and use that for leverage.
I haven't said anything. I'm keeping that to myself.
Don't.
Because, so I've had an interview.
Don't tell anybody at work either.
Well. Yeah, but don't, because you were the one. If they came to you, that's different, right?
Yeah.
But you were the one that went to them.
Yeah.
Right. And so right away, that's just on you. Like, if you want to leave, then you leave. But you cannot turn this into, I have a better offer somewhere else. What are you going to do for me?
Yeah.
Because you were the one that went to seek that out. Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. That is never going to work out for you. Now, you can say, you can have a conversation about, you know, with them and, you know, say, I feel that, you know, after all these years, I should have this, but clearly my place in this company, it doesn't reflect that. Like, we're not aligned in any way. And I don't want to have to leave to sort of get the seniority or the whatever it is that I should have got here for being here for 10 years. And I think that maybe you and I got off on the wrong foot and we've had some disagreements, but I'm willing to work with all of those if you're willing to be fair. And I think that that's a fair conversation to have.
Yeah. So I had that conversation with her, and that's kind of what started the week-long silent treatment towards me.
I gotcha.
So I'd gone to her, and then I went to my old boss, just like kind of asking him, like, am I overreacting? Like, maybe I'm wrong feeling like this. And he was like, no, you're right. Like, whoever's in last should go last. I'm like, okay, whatever. Just left it at that. He brought it up to her in front of other people. That wasn't my intention. I had just kind of gone to him like,
So you got kind of screwed over by your old boss.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think what you have to do is, I think that now you have to go and try and rebuild a relationship with the new boss and explain all this and just say, hey, listen, I we're all in transition, and I had said something to him and, you know, was just looking for advice, and he wound up putting me in a position that I was not comfortable in, and I don't think anybody was comfortable in. And it resulted in a spike between you and I, where there should be no animosity between you and I, because that wasn't my intention at all. Here's what my intention was, and I shouldn't have gone to talk to them. I should have come to you. And so that's what I'm doing now.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for reaching out, Aaron.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All the best.
Bye, guys.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life. Update.
Fiona, hello. Welcome back to the Roz and Mocha Show. We talked to you last October. How are you?
Hello, hello. Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I hope you're in a better place now with this FML update.
I am. My heart feels lighter.
Oh, okay. So hold on. Let's just recap. First of all, welcome back to the show. So you had a dog pee problem. So you had planted out in front of your house baby shrubs, and you were looking after them, taking care of them. They were great. However, the dogs in your neighborhood were constantly peeing on them, to the point of where the smell of dog pee was so intense that you guys were out there washing your shrubs to try and get the stench off. And it didn't help at the time that there was like no rain for 3 weeks, and you were at a loss on what to do on how to stop dogs from peeing on your beloved shrubs. And the problem is that what we talked about is that, like, once one dog pees there, all the dogs are going to pee there. Mm-hmm. And Mocha had suggested just like pulling up the shrubs, but I don't know if like that would help. So what happened? Did you get the dogs to stop peeing on your bush?
Yeah, in a way I did. So spring has returned after kind of a weird winter. And, you know, with that comes new growth, new potential, opportunity. My bushes are various shades of black now, so they're completely dead.
No! All right, so you didn't have to, like, remove them based on my suggestion. It just happened anyway.
Well, you know, it could have been the winter, but it also could have been the crazy dog urine because they were peeing on them throughout the winter as well.
Yeah.
The smell wasn't as bad because it was cold. But what I was dreading was the warm weather coming back and the stench growing stronger. So I decided to just accept the facts and, you know, call it, and I pulled them all out.
No! Yeah. You have to. You have no choice. Okay, so what is in place of the shrubs now? What do you have there?
So now that there's no marking posts, there I did put creeping thyme down, which is this low ground cover. It's about the height of grass. And it's very nice smelling. It's like your cooking thyme that you use in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And to us humans, it smells very nice. But to dogs, it's a little bit too strong and they don't like it on their paws. And so it was recommended to me by a coworker. And so I'm going to try to grow that and have that fill in those bare patches of soil that we have right now because the shrubs are no longer there.
Okay. Have you noticed any dogs like coming around to where they used to pee and like sniffing around, or do they just like leave that area alone? Like they know that there's no shrubs there to pee on.
So they have gotten into the habit of peeing there. So they, we did notice from afar a couple dogs kind of come to the area. One of them was very, very confused. It was sniffing around. It knew that it once had peed on those shrubs, but there was nothing there anymore. And so it stayed there for a while. We saw its leg twitch a couple times, but then it just kind of gave up and then moved on.
We have this beautiful prickle bush at the end of our driveway mm-hmm. where we had an area where dogs peed, and I don't know which neighbor it was. But in between our where the houses are, they planted this beautiful, and it blooms and it flowers and everything, but it has low branches on it and they're prickly,
yeah.
right? Not like, not make you bleed prickly, but they're prickly.
Yeah.
And as soon as a dog walks up and like lifts its leg and tries to get a little close, doesn't feel good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it solved everything. It solved all the problems of dogs peeing there.
There you
every,
go.
Every single one. Like, and it was a toilet.
Yeah.
And now no more pee.
There you go, Fiona. Just grab some, along with the creeping thyme that you have, maybe grab some like cactus and just plant
cactus.
Those.
Yeah, right? A lot of rose bushes.
Yeah.
Right. I don't want to hurt them
no,
either.
No, it doesn't hurt them. It's just like...
just give them a little ouchie and then they know.
It's the equivalent of you sitting on a wet toilet seat.
Uh-huh. Yeah, those who don't listen must feel, right? That's what my mom would always say.
Sure.
Fiona, looks like the problem got solved. Thank you so much for joining us on Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
Thank you so much.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
On KISS.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Yo, Romeo, what's going on? It's Roz and Mocha.
All good, brother. How are you?
Good. Are things really good? Why are you here?
I'm saying my mom's home energy rules are driving me crazy.
Your mom's home energy rules are driving you crazy. You wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. My mom has taken a recent obsession into feng shui and energy around the home. So much so, I can't even have my room painted to a color I like, have mirrors facing certain directions, or I have to use the backyard entrance for the house, not the front door. I love her to death, but how do I tell her to just relax so I can live my life?
Hmm. How many of you are in the home, Romeo? You, your mom, and who else?
Well, there's four of us, but my brother's gone to university, so it's three of us full-time here at home.
Okay.
How's your old man feel about this?
He's on board. He's just trying to make her happy. He doesn't want to get involved. He'll put this there, that there.
Yeah, so he doesn't care. So it's really just you and your mom, right?
Yeah, I'm not really bothered either, but we're moving now, and you know, I'm excited to have my room a certain way, my bed facing the window, but it can't go that way, or the wrong color sheets. I'm like, holy smokes, like, what do I do here? I mean, I love her. She, you know, she's cool, but can I have things the way I want?
What does she think your sheets are going to do to her or the sort of dynamics and energy of the home? Like, what does she say when you say, I want to paint my room or I want to get, you know, the sheets I want?
Sure. So my reasoning is I like fresh white sheets, but white sheets may not be favorable for wealth this year or something, and it may not bring good energy at that time with purple sheets, so blue sheets are the way to go, or, you know, that sort of thing.
What's going on in the house that your mom suddenly got into this?
I think she just discovered a new hobby or something. I don't know.
Why is she so bored? Who's not giving your mom enough attention that she's now joined a feng shui cult?
Well, you know, we're all around. I'm around at home.
Your dad?
Maybe,
your dad? Your dad?
No, you know, he works from home. There's that.
Yeah. Oh, maybe he's the one bringing in the bad energy.
I think, man. Like, bro, like, somebody's not... If you allow a family member, especially the mother of a household, to fall into the feng shui cult...
Yeah, you're all screwed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys all did something wrong. You all did something wrong. You all did something wrong.
How old are you, bro?
I'm 26.
Okay. Maybe she's pissed that you're still living at home.
That could be it.
It's hard out here, man. Come on.
Nobody's saying it's not hard, okay? But your mom is obviously, she's got some sort of hole in her life, right? That she went looking to fill, and she filled it with feng shui.
Have there been any discussion, Romeo, between you and your mom? Like, do what you want to the house, but when we get to this new place, I would love for my room to be feng shuied my way.
Not yet.
Maybe try that conversation.
Yeah, I wanted to have this conversation first with you guys before I went there. At least I'll feel better about it.
I think with all things like feng shui, it fades. It's a fad. Uh-huh. It's not sustainable. And most women sort of like abandon the idea. They just like it at the beginning. It's like when Maria Kondo was telling everybody to find everything that sparks joy and throw out everything that was unnecessary and fold your shirts a certain way. And that lasted like a couple months, mm-hmm. right? And then they were on to the new thing. I can't see this being sustainable for your mom, but I think that you really need to pay attention to the fact that she felt that she had something missing in her life. And she went looking for something, and she found feng shui. So you guys, it's up to you and your dad to sort of figure that out and have that conversation. Like, how did we let mom get to this point?
I think you got a point, Roz. Yeah.
I really do. I think that she's lacking something, and she's not getting it from her kids or her husband. And so she, you know, went to feng shui.
Yeah, I think so. You're right.
So does it mess with you now that all the mirrors are facing like a... a different direction? Oh, they're on different walls and stuff?
Yes. Or like blocked off with drapes. It looks like one of those houses on...
Okay, your phone sucks. Your phone sucks. Don't talk to your mom on this phone. your phone's kind of... Anyway. So what? What's the rules with the drapes?
They just cover like certain things. And hold on.
Oh, no. Mom just walked into the room.
Oh, no.
Mocha has cameras in my house. No.
Yo, did your mom just walk into the room?
No, she's around. It's the morning, you know?
Oh. Bro, this is a
risky call to do when the mom's in the house.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. No, but, you know, something's just covered, and it's just like... It's looking like home right now, so yeah. I gotta talk there.
Yeah, you do. You really do. You gotta tell her you love her first of all. Okay, don't make her think she's nuts.
Maybe that's the line though. What you just said to us, it doesn't feel like home anymore.
I think so.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Get back in the house.
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah. Backyard entrance. Don't go through the front door.
I did actually go out the back door.
No, dude.
Yeah, Romeo, you're the best, bro. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.